talking San Francisco and the West Coast in time for Minds Over Matter. Tonight, Joshua Cosman, Lori Fisher, and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator tonight is Joshua Cosman.
Thank you, Kevin, and welcome everybody to another hour of fun and games and questions on Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. I am, as Kevin said, your moderator sitting in for Dana Rodriguez, usually in this chair. Dana is in Las Vegas this weekend for the Trivia Championship of North America, excuse me. But we will be partaking instead of the Trivia Champion of Northern California. I sort of flubbed that line, didn't I? The difference, of course, is that we are an audience participation championship, and so we hope that you will call in and give us questions and take our questions on the usual panoply of subjects, including music, movies, literature, geography, history, sports, academia, biochemistry, nuclear physics, and all the other things that constitute a well-rounded education. And the number to do that, as Kevin said, is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And we are here on 91.7 KALW, also streaming live on the internet at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. So give us a call and pick our brains, and we will pick yours. And we'll start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here is the first. After nearly two decades of worldwide competition on Minds Over Matter, Jerry Nachman plans to adopt Usain Bolt's modest credo, I am a legend.
Thank you.
And he is.
Thank you very much.
It's true.
Tonight, with Minds Over Matter in competition with the closing of the London Summer Olympics, Lori Fisher is preparing to enter the 2016 Rio Olympics in a brand new event, synchronized kvetching.
I am, and Joshua Cosman was not, in the end, tapped to be Mitt Romney's running mate, but reckons he was under more serious consideration than poor Tim Pawlenty.
Yeah. So, Jerry, why don't you start us off with a good question?
Okay.
Bring your A game tonight.
Okay.
Make us proud when Dana's not here.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'll try. I have some Olympic questions. I'll wait till later. What phrase is etched into the marble steps leading to Jackie Gleason's grave?
And away we go?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh. Very good. Okay.
I was about to say to the moon.
Yeah.
That was the other guess.
I'll give you another quickie. What three animals are the most common sports mascots of U.S. colleges and universities?
The most common mascots for sports...
Colleges and universities, yeah.
How about the Tigers?
Tiger is number two. Very good.
That was my guess, but now
I thought
it's Princeton. What else? You know, but let's see. Mustangs?
No.
Okay, let's think here. How about the Bears?
No.
Ooh.
That's what I thought.
Go Bears for our fans.
Not top three, anyway. Yeah.
How about Lions?
No.
Nittany or otherwise?
No.
No? All right.
And these are all animals, so we're not looking for warriors or Spartans or...
No, these are animals, yeah.
All right. Okay. Let me think of one more here. That's a good one. How about... I was going to say the cats and sheep there and have you tell me more specific information.
The cats?
Some kind of wild cats, bobcats. Yeah.
The missing links.
No, tiger is the one member of the feline family. Right,
that's the only feline.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Leave it out there. Give it to us again.
What three animals are the most common sports mascots of U.S. colleges and universities? And Lori got tigers.
Okay.
number two.
If you know the answer to that, or if you've got a question that you think will stump the panel, or both, give us a call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134, and let's go to the first call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed Green, the president of the North Carolina fan club for the Minds Over Matter.
Hey, well,
and a friend of mine. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely, and we're proud to say that we're now up to two members now that Kurt has applied for North Carolina residency, and we'll put him on soon. Well, here's my question. Probably a very easy one for all of you guys that got perfect scores on verbal and SATs, but I'm just an old biology jock. So what is a contrafactum? And give me an example.
Contrafactum.
It's one word?
It's one word. A hint, it's not a form of birth control, and it is not when you say yes and she says no.
He's got a whole routine tonight.
Yeah, this is frustrating to me because this is on the tip of my consciousness. It's some kind of a document I know what it is. It's a poem or a song in which an existing melody is fitted to new words.
That is exactly correct.
Wow.
Such as?
Like a parody?
Well, I was supposed to give an example. Most famously, there's an old British drinking song called To Anacreon in Heaven, whose melody was repurposed with new words by Francis Scott Key to become our national anthem, which we now know is... the one we can't...
And I'll bet that's the example you were looking for, isn't it?
That is
the Star-Spangled Banner.
Fascination with that song, yes. It was the defense of Fort McHenry.
Yes.
Refurbished into our national anthem, which was officially our national anthem in March of 1931 by congressional note and our President Hoover.
That late? I had no idea.
No, I didn't either. I thought it was earlier than that.
What was the national anthem before then?
There wasn't one.
Till 1931, we were anthem-free?
We were anthem-free. We consider the Star-Spangled Banner was used a lot, but it wasn't official.
I'll be darned. Well, thank you for that.
And another one would be Greensleeves, the traditional English song rewritten as What Child Is This?
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, North Carolina.
Weird Al Yankovic's rewriting of the words... The right stuff to the white stuff, the old New Kids song. I knew you wouldn't want to go without knowing that one.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Have a great night.
All right, thanks for calling.
Give you a ding for getting it right.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Dave in SF.
Hello, Dave. Welcome.
I have one for you, Joshua.
I'm ready. Bring it, man.
Who was the opera star that ate... a pear every night before going to bed because she claimed that it enhanced the beauty of her voice.
Her pear-shaped tones, perhaps.
She ate a pear of... a fruitular pear, not a pear of something. I see.
A single pear.
I don't know. That's a great story. Let's think. Who could it be?
Well, I know, right? Nellie in Melba had a peach in Melba named after her, but I didn't know about the pear.
No.
That'd
be good.
Nope.
Louisa Tetrazzini?
No.
No, I'm just
guessing. That was a chicken. That was a chicken.
I'm just guessing food, random food divas. Can you narrow it down for us a little bit, Dave?
She specialized in difficult roles.
Oh, dear. Don't they all? Let's think. She's not active now.
She's dead.
Or is she still treading the boards? Today?
Dave?
He's gone, I think.
Did we lose you?
He's off to eat a pear.
It's gone.
Well, we lost him, and that's very sad because I wanted to know the answer to that question. So, Dave, if you're listening, please call back and tell us because you stumped us and then you ran away in triumph. Let's go to Lori and ask for a question for you.
All right. So I do have some Olympic questions because I figure this is the last time to ask them. I think this will be accurate since going into today it is. Which country in this Olympics, or which, let's go for three countries, have the most gold medals per capita? So based on their population size. Mm. And I have a part two question is, historically, over the course of, since 1896, same question. Which countries, three countries, have won the most gold medals per capita? So this Olympics, and then overall.
You want the top three for this Olympics?
Sure.
Can I jump in? Because I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to make a guess and say Jamaica.
That's third.
That's what I was going to
guess. That's a great guess.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah, they've won four gold medals, four and events, and they're third, though. So there's two countries in this Olympics that have more gold medals per capita. Because the only hint I'll give you is both of them are smaller than Jamaica.
So what are the tiniest countries that have been winning gold?
Gee, I don't know.
Pretty big events, pretty well known. And then, same question, historically.
I really don't know. I can't even guess.
I haven't been following the Olympics except for the Jamaican.
Well, it's hard to know if our audience is listening to us or watching the Olympics, but let's
look. Are they still on?
There. Tonight's the closing
ceremony. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So the question, the question is, which country in this Olympics has the most gold medals per capita? Jamaica's third. I'm looking for two countries.
You said smaller than Jamaica?
They're both smaller than Jamaica. And then I'm looking for, historically, going back to 1896, which three countries have the most gold medals per capita, and none of them are Jamaica or the other two. These are pretty major countries. You'll know. You've heard of all of them.
Okay. If you know the answer to that question or Jerry's questions, or if you have questions for us, please give a call. 415-841-4134 is the number to join us. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, Dave.
It's Dave. Joshua, the connection is extremely bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can hardly hear you. Maybe your regular phone man is not on duty tonight. I don't know what's going on in the studio, but I want to tell you that this is the way it is with everybody.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that. But fixing it is above my pay grade at this point, so we're going to have to roll with it.
I can't hear you. I'll have to call another time. Thank you.
All right, Dave. If you can hear me and would like to call in, please do so now. Let's try another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Janusz.
Hi, Janusz. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you very well.
Good. I'm sorry. Okay. What can I do for you?
I have good news for you and those who listen with a half an ear. The Olympic closing ceremony will not start until 8:30.
Oh, excellent.
What is happening now is the sort of roundup, memorable moments with all the commercials, about which I just learned that in Czech Republic, everything was telecast live without a single commercial.
Wow. So, unheard of here.
Question has to do with the approaching closing ceremonies, which actually took place 8 hours ago, of course. And just a guess, the opening number is called A Symphony of British Music. And just inviting a guess, which composer might have been featured most prominently or as the opening part for A Symphony of British Music.
And during the opening ceremonies 2 weeks ago?
The closing.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
As I say, happened 7 hours ago and is upcoming.
I think it was Elgar. Is that right?
Elgar.
Okay. Any other guesses? Oops.
My guess would be Andrew Lloyd Webber.
You love the ante, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but that's my guess.
And anyone else?
Jerry?
One person or a group?
Lennon and McCartney.
Person. Yeah, Lennon and McCartney was what I was thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Symphony of British Music.
Symphony meaning, classic.
I mean, that's what it's called.
I say the Beatles, and you say...
Yeah, tell us.
Okay. It was an enormous fluorescent multicolored octopus from which appeared DJ Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim.
Well, of course.
Who wants Elgar when you can't
have him? Fatboy Slim.
Fatboy Slim. I didn't even know he was British.
I never heard of him.
I think that rings a bell. All right. Well, thanks for bringing this the news, Janusz.
Okay,
next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I'm in West Berkeley, and I can hear you just fine.
Oh, good. I'm yelling as loud as I can. It's making it right across the bay.
Well, I can hear you. It skips across the water.
Exactly.
I would like to know if any of you could tell why the Star Spangled Banner became the national anthem.
Ooh, we need our North Carolina contingent. Yeah. He's our expert.
I'm not
on that.
Sure what an answer would be like.
Well, I have the answer, but I want to hear what you have to say.
No, but I mean, what kind of explanation are you looking for? I mean, was because it was an act of Congress, or because somebody said we need an?
Well, it was because Ripley's, believe it or not, published the news. They said, "Guess what, America? We don't have a national anthem."
So it was Ripley's fault?
Ripley's, believe it or not, broke the news to the country that we don't have a national anthem, and that's and how we got it.
Then we needed an act of Congress.
That's
wow.
Great.
Yeah. So we can blame Ripley.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
Great tonight.
Well,
that would have been knowledge, common knowledge, before Ripley put it in his...
Well, maybe it wasn't official.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little apocryphal. Yeah.
They were singing something else at the ball games.
All right. Here's a question for you, learned gentlemen. How quickly can you give me all five cities or towns that appear in the titles of Shakespeare plays?
Okay, Merry Wives of Windsor.
That's one.
Verona, Venice.
Verona and Venice is two more.
How many other?
There are five. You pick the three easier ones.
Well, we have three?
Yeah.
We have Windsor.
We have Windsor, Verona, and Venice.
Oh, and Venice. Merchant of Venice. Timon of Athens or Timon of Athens?
Good.
That's four. One more?
One more.
How about the Moor of Venice?
No.
All right.
I mean, actually, that's part of the title, but I'm
it's
there
a repeat.
Five. It's a, yeah.
It's a repeat. And it is a city. It's not a misappropriation of it.
It's a real place.
Yeah. This is good.
We should know it. I'm going to think about that one.
All right.
Yeah, not for too long.
Let's leave that one out there, and I'll give you another one real quick before we go to a call. John Knowles' 1959 novel, A Separate Piece, many of us read that when we were younger, set in a New England prep school, includes a major character based on which of Knowles' own classmates at Phillips Exeter.
Oh.
Went on to fame and fortune in his own right.
As a writer or actor?
Yeah.
So as a writer and an actor?
Certainly a writer and various other things.
What year was it published?
The book was published in 59.
And was he the real athletic character in the book?
You know, I can't remember. That's the problem.
Named Phineas.
It's not Phineas. It's
okay,
the other guy. Right. But I read the book when I was 12.
I never read it.
You didn't. I think it's worth reading. Well, I certainly loved it when I was 12. So we're looking for a
John Cheever.
John Cheever's a good guess. Not quite right, but in that ballpark.
Yeah. How about John Updike?
Not John Updike either.
It's right ballpark, though.
Ish, yeah.
And the person's known for writing fiction?
Among other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about William Buckley?
Not William Buckley, okay. But
you're circling around.
Let's see.
So it's a upper middle, it's a upper class.
Well, someone
Exeter,
who went to Phillips Exeter in the 40s.
Who then became famous for writing and doing
Yeah.
I'll take one more guess.
Go ahead.
Gore Vidal.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Like a vulture.
Yeah, good.
Finally had again.
Good.
All right. I didn't. That's a very interesting fact.
I hadn't known that. That came out in the obits last week when he died. So I'm still looking for the fifth title or fifth city or town name that appears in the title of a Shakespeare play. These guys got the easy ones, Venice, Verona, Athens, and Windsor. I'm looking for the fifth one. If you know that or have something else on your mind, give us a call, 415-841-4134. And hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to take a stab at the question about the Olympic gold medals as far as per capita.
Excellent.
Centuries. So I'm pretty sure that the first one is Cuba. It's a small country with, I think, quite a few gold medals. Is that one right?
Are you talking about all time or this year?
This year, just for this year.
Believe it or not, they're 15th on the list. I'm looking at the list right now. They won four, and they have 11 million people. So this is much smaller countries than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
surprising. Great guess, though. They're on the list.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
While I was waiting, I got a little interested. The idea that America didn't have a national anthem until the 30s, were they in the Olympics before that? Because if they were and they won, what did they play?
Good question. Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Wow.
Because it was
we were in the Olympics. Yeah, we were,
yeah, we were in the Olympics.
But
it was too early to play Rock Around the Clock. So, yeah.
Well, if
anyone listening knows the answer, please call in and enlighten us.
We didn't have God Bless America until when? The 20s or something like that. So this is a good question. All right.
I love it. Yeah. All right.
To me. My question was, I was just reading a book the other day. I came across a word, and it's widdershins, widdershins. Have you any idea what that means?
Spell it again, please.
Widdershins, widdershins.
Whoa.
Widow's chins.
Widdershins.
Widdershins.
I know, but I'm
yeah, no.
Thinking of the roots.
Do you have a hint?
Do you guys know?
It's something that when I tell you the answer, you'll go like, well, that's, you know, the answer is something you just go, okay, but it has no bearing.
No.
You can tell by the way the word is set up.
I'll give you a hint. The opposite of Widdershins is diesel, D-E-A-S-I-L.
It's funny you say opposite, because the answer to the question is actually something to do with opposite.
It is indeed.
Don't know.
Yeah. Widdershins means counterclockwise.
Exactly.
And diesel means clockwise.
Is that right?
That's a great thing to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for this show, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of goes along with the contrafactum.
It does, exactly. We're doing everything backwards tonight.
All right, callers.
Thank you so much.
Keep the reverse coming in.
Yeah. All right. If you're just joining us, we're here on KALW 91.7 FM. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday night. Dana Rodriguez is usually here. He's away in Las Vegas doing we don't know what, because, of course, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But we are broadcasting live from the KALW studios. I'm your host, Joshua Cosman, with Jerry Nachman and Lori Fisher, answering and asking a variety of questions. If you want to participate, the number to do that is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Right now, I think it's Jerry's turn to stump the panel.
Okay, I have a three-part Olympics question. I got to use them all up tonight, I guess.
I think so.
There's no real reason, but okay. Part A: what nation has originated the most number of sports in the modern Olympic Games, which dates from 1896? And if you could name them, that would be fine too. But that's not part.
How many is it?
Oh, gee.
Last week there were three American. I remember.
There's about ten according to this
list. That's too many. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And second part: where was table tennis invented? I'll give you one guess on that one. And the last part is: what country is badminton the national game? So I'll go over this one more time. What nation has originated the most number of sports in the modern Olympic Games after 1896? Part two, where was table tennis invented? One guess. And thirdly, of what country is badminton the national game? Okay.
On the first one, I'm going to guess Greece.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my guess.
It's the modern games. That's why.
Well, but
yeah,
still,
but the wrestling and running.
Marathon, the decathlon, naked wrestling.
It's somewhat surprising to me, anyway.
All right.
Huh.
I don't know table tennis, but for some reason I'm going to guess on badminton. Do you have a guess on
that? No, I got nothing.
I'm going to guess Indonesia.
Ooh,
no.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, because they're really
I was going to guess Taiwan, but it was sort of random.
No. You're dancing around it.
We're close. Is it China?
No.
Huh. Is it Singapore?
No.
Okay. That's as...
Okay, how about...
I've exhausted my knowledge of East Asian countries.
How about India?
No.
All right.
No.
That's a good one for the callers,
Well, let's leave it out there for the callers.
Most sports. And you said it's surprising.
No, the surprising one is the number of sports that this country has.
The country itself
was surprising. To me, it was surprising,
So if you know those, give us a call, 415-841-4134. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett San Mateo.
Hi, Garrett.
I got a classical musical question for you, Josh.
Bring them, ma'am.
Igor Stravinsky composed the score for the feature film, The Commandos Attack at Dawn, but it was rejected. But he later turned it into a symphonic work. You know what it was?
I don't. He wrote a score for a film, and it was rejected, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What was the movie again? I'm sorry?
The Commandos Attack at Dawn.
That's the name of the movie or the screenplay?
That was the name of the movie.
Commandos Attack at Dawn?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Dana should call it on
this
one.
Yeah, Dana would know.
He's memorized.
If I tell you what the film
has
said, it might give away the question. The answer, I mean.
So it turned up in a different film?
No, he turned it up into a symphonic or an orchestral work, I think.
It's got four parts.
It has four parts, you say?
Yeah.
This is not ringing any bells, because I was going to say Symphony in Three Movements, so that's not right. what are the
clues? All right. The country, it's in the title, but it starts with an N.
The country starts with an N.
Yeah.
Nepal. Norway.
New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Norway.
It's Norway. So there's a Norwegian-themed orchestral piece.
Come on, Josh.
I know. I'm thinking. I'm racking my brains. I'm looking bad here.
It's not on the tip of my tongue.
I got nothing, man. I'm shamed. I can't come up with. Yeah, tell me.
The Four Norwegian Wood Moods.
Of course. There you. Yeah. That's right there. It was not on the tip of my tongue. All right. Thanks for shaming me in public. I appreciate that. Bring the other one.
My second question.
Go ahead.
Which two Billy Wilder films had a character with the same last name?
All right. Two Billy Wilder films with a character with the same last name.
A Decade Apart.
Double Indemnity and Some Like It Hot.
Nope.
One of them?
Nope.
Okay.
The Apartment and The Lost Weekend.
You got The Apartment right, but it's a film that came a decade before that.
I was afraid it was going to be that one, because that's the one I haven't seen. I know The Lost Weekend by heart, but who's the characters in
Jack?
Yeah, Jack Lemmon, but who's the character?
Shirley MacLaine.
Fred McMurray played The Apartment, but it was the same last name as another character in the other film.
Fred McMurray, yeah.
So 1950, right? That's what we want?
Yeah. Billy Wilder.
Mr. McIntosh or something like that.
Did he do Sunset Boulevard?
That's what I was going to say. Sunset.
There you go.
Okay. What are
the names?
It's the name of a duck. Sheldrake.
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 Oh. Sheldrake.
That's right.
There you go.
Right.
William Holden's agent in Sunset Boulevard. It was the name of the Jack Lemmon's boss in The Apartment.
There you go.
We should have known.
Very
that.
Good.
Thanks, Garrett.
We sort of did know it.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in Walton, Oregon. Did someone get the John Knowles question?
No. Yes. Go ahead.
The answer is Gore Vidal.
That's correct. Well done.
How'd you know that?
And is the country that invented table tennis France?
No, it is not.
Huh. Okay. And for badminton, Malaysia?
Malaysia is it. Very
oh,
good.
Very nice.
Very good.
They grow them smart in Oregon.
They do.
Try to find my town on a map.
We're on it.
Where is it?
Thanks for calling in, Mark.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And, Lori, what do you got for us?
All right. I think this will be my last Olympic scandal question.
You guys, with your Olympics.
Well, this is not about sports. This is about boycotts. The biggest boycott of the Olympics, I'm going to ask you, what was the year and what was the reason? 62 countries decided not to go to the Olympics. How come? Which Olympics? And
it was the 1980 Los Angeles Olympics, wasn't it?
Oh, you have the year right, but you have the country, the city wrong.
Well, that's when the U.S. boycotted
as
well.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry. It's 84 is the
Hungarian...
Afghanistan. It was
Afghanistan.
80 in Moscow.
Yeah, that's exactly
Russia's,
right. Russia was in Afghanistan. Ironically.
Right. And so 84 is the Los Angeles Olympics that I'm thinking of, which is the retaliatory boycott.
Very good. Very good. All right, then I'll follow it up quickly with these Olympic Games, the Olympiad 6, 12, and 13 have something very distinctive in common. 6, the Olympics, and 12 and 13, those two in a row, have something very distinctive in common that have nothing to do with who won medals or anything like that. It's notorious rather than...
Does it have to do with the countries where they were held?
No.
Are those the ones that were canceled because of world wars?
That's it. Those are the three that were canceled. And oddly, I thought the odd fact is they kept the numbers. So
I didn't know that.
This is the 30th Olympiad, but only 27 have actually happened. So they keep the numbering system even when they cancel.
That's interesting.
So you're an Olympic star. You're getting a gold medal.
I can do this stuff.
All right. Very good.
If you got some questions on other subjects, give us a call at 415-841-4134. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For sports mascots, my favorite is usually Santa Cruz Banana Slug. That's probably not what you're looking for.
No, no. How about
Eagles?
Oh. Eagles is number one. Very good.
There you go.
That's now we'll need one more, the third one.
And for Shakespeare plays with city names in them, how about Rome?
Not Rome.
Ah, Romeo and Juliet.
Get out of here.
I was going to guess The Boys from Syracuse, which is based on...
Two Gentlemen of Verona.
No. It's based on Comedy of Errors. Yeah.
And isn't there's a Juliet, Illinois, or am I making that?
You are.
Joliet. Yeah, okay.
And I have a question about Winston Churchill.
Okay.
In his lifetime, he had a hand in planning a lot of military operations, both as First Lord of the Admiralty and as Prime Minister. Mostly on a strategic basis, but there was one operation he planned every detail of, and that was Operation Hope Not. What was the objective of Operation Hope Not?
Was this during World War II?
No.
Got a nice silence going here.
Yeah, I feel like the name should be clueful in some way, but it's not telling me anything unless it's about sinking dreadnoughts.
Is there a clue in the name of Hope Not that something they didn't want to happen?
Yes, he personally did not want it to happen.
Well,
and it was not World War II. So
post-war.
Post-war, so it's the Suez...
No. Had nothing to do with the war.
Had nothing to do with the war.
And it's when he was prime minister?
Post-war.
Post-World War II.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got nothing, man.
Our audience will get it.
Should we leave it out there?
Sure.
All right. Very good.
If you know that, give us a call, 415-841-4134.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks so much.
Good night.
Good night. And let's see. Well, we're at the halfway point. Let's just go over what we've still got outgoing. Outstanding, Jerry.
What three animals, we have two of them, are the most common sports mascots of U.S. colleges and universities? We've guessed, caller guessed one, and Laurie guessed one, eagle and tiger. I'm looking for the third one. And this is my three-part Olympics question. I'll try to read it quickly. What nation originated the most number of sports in the modern Olympic Games? After 1896, it was about 12. And where was table tennis invented?
How about cougars for the third animal?
No.
Okay.
Laurie, what are you missing?
I have my per capita question. So in the current Olympics, what are the... We have Jamaica as being third, but which are the top two countries in winning gold medals per capita? I'm asking the same question all time. So since 1896, which are the three countries that have won the most gold medals per capita?
Okay. And I'm just looking for one more city or town that appears in the name of a Shakespeare play, in addition to Venice, Verona, Athens, and Windsor. And I think it's my turn for a new question. So let's try this one. What is the only U.S. state capital that is also one that appears as one of the top 100 surnames in the 2000 U.S. Census?
The state capital?
The state capital, which is also one of the top 100 surnames in the America in the 2000 U.S. Census.
That's good.
Well, isn't there a...
So Jefferson City, the city eliminated?
Jefferson City is not right.
Okay.
There's not that many people named Jefferson City.
How about Madison?
Madison is not correct, although it's a good guess.
Yeah.
We're looking for and I'll tell you, actually, it's number 18 on the list. It's the 18th most common surname in the United States.
Oh, Jackson.
Jackson.
There you go. All right. Well, that was easy. Let's try this one. Can you name me the four U.S. states in which French is the second most commonly spoken language?
Whoa.
Well, Louisiana.
Yes.
That's the easy one. Yeah.
That's the easy one. What are the other three?
That's a great question. That French is the second most common language spoken. Well, will there be logic to this, like there is for Louisiana, or is it just...
There's a reason. Question? There's a reason for it. Yeah. You know.
Everything seems specious.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm trying to think of states that have French cities in them.
But there aren't very many. How about Florida? I'm just going to say
that. Not Florida.
Say it anyway. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Somewhere down there, I think. I have a feeling.
Spanish is frequently
thinking of states in which Spanish would be.
All right. Well, let's leave that out there. If you know the answer to that question or any of the other questions we've got floating around in the studio bedeviling us, or if you got a new one for us, give us a call, 415-841-4134.
How about
And you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, goody. My brother says bulldogs.
Bulldogs?
Yeah. Bulldog is right.
Oh, hey, I should have gotten that. That's my alma mater.
Yeah, bulldog.
Yeah.
And also Fresno State.
For a country that has a lot of Olympic gold or Olympics?
They don't have them per capita. They're way too big for that. Yeah, sorry.
So we blow down that one. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
How about French being spoken in a state like Maine?
How much like Maine?
Yeah, I'm going with Maine.
You are correct.
I figure there's not many Spanish speakers.
That is the number one, actually, ahead of Louisiana, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And there's two more.
We'll stay in the Northeast. How about Vermont?
Yes, that's correct. And put it away.
New Hampshire.
There you go.
ran the board.
Those are the four. There you go. Well done, Lori. Okay, well, if you were hoping for that one, we can still give you a bell if you call in right now. Let's take a next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to answer the question about the most gold medals per capita.
That's you, Lori.
Yes. What do you got?
So I was thinking that it would be Mongolia.
Are you talking about current or all time?
Current, for this one.
You know, I'm looking at the list of the top 27, and Mongolia is not on there, I'm sorry to
say. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about Canada for overall?
No. Nope. They're not in the top 10 overall. That's a good guess, though, because they population small and they win medals. But these,
exactly.
Yeah,
that was
good
my
guess.
Thought.
Yep. That's
all right,
that
well, it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello. Don't be shy. Speak up. No, we lost you. Let's try another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
Yeah.
The Churchill thing from...
Oh, yeah.
He planned his own funeral, I think.
What is it?
That's it. Kevin says yes.
His own funeral. That was Operation Hope Not.
Oh.
That's good.
She
He also wanted to be at his own funeral, but he didn't make it.
Which of us doesn't?
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thanks very much. All right, Jerry, you got a question for us?
Yeah. It's not Olympic.
All right.
According to the well-known so-called Q scores, which measures celebrity familiarity and popularity, so-called Q ratings, the most liked personalities. Which male and female personalities recently have tied for the highest rating, Q rating?
So these are the current most liked celebrities.
Yeah, right.
And it's any celebrity field, right? Movies?
Yes,
or,
everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to give us which field they're in?
So they're not Olympic medals.
No.
They're not Olympic
medals. They're not sports and they're not politics.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
No.
Okay. How about Tom Hanks for the
movie? Tom Hanks is the guy. Very
right,
good.
Of course.
Very good.
Who's as likable as Tom
you're
Hanks?
You're hot tonight,
yeah.
So the woman I'm looking for.
Oprah.
No.
Ooh, good guess, though.
Yeah.
Who's liked more than Oprah? Come on.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres, except not. that's good.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Who's the female Tom Hanks? Wouldn't be Sandra Bullock, would it?
No.
No.
She's liked. Yeah.
She's been around a long time, I'll tell you that.
This person we're looking for?
Yeah.
Going with Oprah again. Longer than Oprah, huh?
Yeah.
She's not in the first bloom of youth, is what you're saying.
No.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Oh, of course.
Very good.
Yeah. Well done.
I gave it to you, but...
No, that's good. That's good.
Good. Good. Lord.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
My guesses have been being whittled away here.
Oh, dear.
I had Maine because I figured Maine was up near the French in New Brunswick.
Yeah, exactly, near French Canada.
I was thinking Bulldogs, too. But I was sitting around watching the Olympics with a friend last night. We were thinking about ping pong, and I looked it up. and table tennis originated in Britain, didn't it, in the 1880s?
That's correct. Everyone would think Asia, but yeah. Great Britain.
The name turns out to be onomatopoeic, and it was actually called whiff-waff.
Whiff-waff. I was going to give that. Thank you. That's great. Very nice. Good.
But you know that.
It may have come from, there was a suggestion that it came from military officers playing the game in India or South Africa.
There's a great James Thurber line when James Thurber pointed out that to be truly onomatopoeic, the name should be spelled backwards as Gnip Gnop. Which is true. I mean, that's more the sound it makes.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the Olympics, per capita,
yes.
Long term, you know.
Yep.
I'm applying logic to it and thinking that lots of medals with small populations, Scandinavia, like Sweden, Finland, Norway.
You have done really well. Finland is number two. Sweden is number three. I didn't ask for this. Norway is number five. So interesting. We're missing number one, and they just came into the lead this year by winning eight on their own. Up until this year, Finland was first. So that's really good. Scandinavia is three of the top five. Nice work.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
So I have a word. I'd like you to tell me what it means.
Okay.
Holy. Andry, with one word, Polyandry.
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 Yeah, what is it?
That is a social system in which one woman marries many men. It's the opposite.
All right, perfect. What countries do still have practice?
There are countries that still practice polyandry?
Yes, until today. From Asia and from Africa, and even one in North America. Not the whole country, but
yeah,
North America.
Yeah.
You mean, and so it's legal?
It is legal.
You've been calling with these legal marriage questions.
I always ask interesting questions.
Yeah, you do.
Says he modestly.
Well, in North England, you could sell your wife until 1923. Iran, you could rent a wife from today for a week or a day.
Polyandry. So
this is where women can marry multiple men.
Yes.
A woman can marry as many men as she wants.
Wow.
I'll give you the answer because it is.
It's hard to think.
In Tibet. In Bhutan. In big part of Nigeria and Namibia. And many other countries. Actually, it's surprising if you study it. In North America, the part of Canada that's called Saskatchewan is permitted there as well.
Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, yes. One last question before you go is most beer have alcohol percentage of volume of about 5, take or give a few percent. Which beer has the highest percentage of alcohol in America? I can give you, there's some 17.1, but forget about that. That one have 8.1 alcohol.
This is a brand name?
It is a brand.
How about Colt 45?
No, actually lower. Colt 45 is lower.
Huh. Come on, Jerry. You're a big alcohol drinker.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put down what you're drinking now and take a look at the can.
Yeah.
You can only buy it at Safeway. For some reason, only Safeway carry it.
Huh.
And it is bitter, but it tastes very good. I'll give you the answer, because also that is difficult. It's Steelhead.
Steelhead. Well, yeah. I have to
now
stop
with
it.
Alcohol, the highest percentage of alcohol in this drink, not legal in many countries, but the country that produced it in South America is almost 98% alcohol.
Wow.
What is the name of that?
Is that the one with a Q in it?
You're very close.
Yeah, what is it?
Coco Rono. Is it COCOROCO?
Ah.
From San Salvador, somewhere around that area.
Okay, we'll have to check that out.
Very good. Thank you
very much, Ed. Sure. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Lori.
All right.
Hit us with your best shot.
Yeah. So this one's sort of sports related, but sort of physical fitness related. It came up in discussion about. I think you're of the right age.
Okay.
1965. After some lobbying, we in schools they had the President's Physical Fitness Awards were instituted, It's gone through lots of changes. There were four events in 1965, which you might remember doing. I don't know if you knew. What were they? So the first President's Physical Fitness Awards were?
Medicine ball.
No.
Okay.
But not far off.
Dodgeball.
No.
I don't know. Oh, I have no idea.
You might have missed it. Yeah. I had it. I was in high school when this started. I sort of remember this.
Yeah, I was out of high school.
I was in grade school.
And you were very fit. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, did you have it when you got to high school? Because it lasted for quite a long time.
By then I had probably figured out how to get out of it.
Something in the arts, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, our listeners will know. I think it's the right demographic for me.
Rope climbing.
Rope climbing came in, but it wasn't in the first four. Okay. I remember rope climbing. That's a great guess.
Yeah.
So the first four events that were required if you're going to pass the President's Physical Fitness Award, 1965, it started. What were they?
All right.
Well, push-ups?
Push-ups are not on there. Okay. Thought they would be.
Okay.
And I remember doing chin-ups very poorly.
Chin-ups,
not on the list.
Yeah.
I think I did one.
All right.
Back in 1965.
Retired early,
If you know that because you're physically fit enough to get to the phone, call us at 415-55. No, that's my home number I was about to give. 415-841-4134. Give us a call. And hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Sparky and Maddie.
Hi, Sparky. Hi.
Gold medal per capita. How about Grenada?
Perfect. That's the number one this year. They've only won one, but they only have 110,000 people.
Yeah.
Excellent. You have the number two?
I'm going to guess Iceland.
No. I don't see Iceland on the list as winning gold medals this year. Maybe they did.
They did, I think, just like on the last day.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got a question for all of you.
Okay.
I just recently saw this. There is a 1909 short. It's like a 4-minute one reel thing starring Ben Turpin, the cross-eyed comedian. It was called Mr. Flip. And what was sort of significant about that movie?
Got to toss us a hint, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. It happened at the end. And I happened to come across it while I was reading about the Oakland Athletics.
He drops his pants.
No.
Okay.
It's Connie Mack makes an appearance.
No.
Okay.
Is it a famous baseballer who shows up or?
Well, no. I'm talking about this year's Oakland Athletics.
Oh.
Gee.
But it was mentioned in an article about the Athletics.
And the significance of this 1909 film called Mr. Flip with Ben Turpin.
At the end, relates to the current Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a character called Billy Bean.
No.
Sounds like a sign.
We're flailing here. Give us something.
Something that's happened about, I think, Baker's Dozen number of times here.
Gee.
This year.
Well, the A's have come from behind and won in the last inning many times this year.
Right.
Oh, and that's the answer.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, what usually occurs at the end?
Oh, a walk-off or ceremony at the plate or...
And afterwards.
After that, they get drunk.
The champagne shower. No.
The mauling at the home plate. It's beyond that, huh?
No. How about a pie in the face?
Did it start in Mr. Flip?
That's the first known documented...
Example of someone getting a pie in the face.
Interesting.
Also, it looked like a blueberry pie when I looked at it. It's on YouTube.
Well, it's a black and white. You can't tell. It could be loganberries or olaleberries.
It certainly wasn't coconut cream.
No, okay, fair
enough.
It
could be chocolate pudding. That's good. All right, everybody go to YouTube.
Okay, thanks. And let's see. I'm going to take a quick question in here. Of all the characters, you remember the TV show Cheers?
I do.
And after that, there was the spinoff with Frasier. Right. And all the characters who were still appearing on Cheers when that show ended, i.e. all the characters played by actors who were still alive, went on to appear, at least make one appearance on Frasier, except one. Who was the only character from Cheers that never appeared on Frasier?
Shelley Long?
Not Shelley Long.
I mean, her,
Woody Harrelson.
Not Woody Harrelson. And I, you know, I didn't mean to be overly coy, but you know, the guy who played Coach was dead by that time.
And so, did they appear as the characters that were in the show? Only one. And do you know, was it a refusal deal?
I don't know.
All right.
The Carla character?
It was not Carla.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's good.
All right. Well, if you know the answer to that.
Well, then we'll go with Kirstie Alley.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Okay.
And we don't know why, though, right?
We don't know why. I should have looked that up. All Sorry. Right. All right.
She was overweight.
Let's. That could be. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Kurt in San Francisco.
Hi, Kurt.
Well, first, I'd like to say hi to my friend Ed in North Carolina and thank him for making me an honorary member of his club.
You guys could call direct. You know, you don't need to use us as the middleman here.
It's cheaper.
I'm going to take a shot at the physical fitness feat. Was that sit-ups?
No, sit-ups aren't on the list.
Okay, and one more guess for the mental count per capita. How about Trinidad and Tobago?
They are number 6 this year, heading up towards the top, unless they want another one today. But that's a good guess, Kurt.
Okay, and one last flailing, how about Singapore?
No, not on the list at all that I'm looking at.
Okay, then I'm out.
All right.
All right.
Very good.
Bye. Thanks, Kurt.
Go from North Carolina.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. This is Alex in San Francisco.
Hi, Alex.
I don't really have a specific question or answer to a question, but earlier you were talking about canceled Olympic Games, and you mentioned that the numbers kept counting.
Correct.
Now, the word Olympiad stands for the period between Olympic Games.
Oh.
So even if the Games are canceled, the Olympiad... The next Olympiad will still start counting,
but
for 4 years.
So it'll be the 27th Olympics, but the 30th Olympiad.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's a very good explanation.
That's good to know.
Thank you. An erudite answer. We appreciate that.
It's a common misunderstanding, but...
Well, I had it myself.
Right.
Yeah, thanks for setting us straight, Alex.
Wow, that's right.
Classing up the show.
All right. Inside Olympics,
Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. This is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
I'm young enough to remember the Chicken Fat song during the presidential fitness, and I have a couple guesses.
Great.
Jumping jacks.
You know, not on the list.
Oh.
Okay, what about push-ups?
Not on the list.
And the last one would be running.
Yes, there are two running events. You want to take a guess at both?
I'm a miss. I would not. I would just say run.
Give them two bells. The 50-yard dash and the 600-yard walk run were two of the first.
Those are two of the four?
Yeah, those are two of the
that's
four.
Great.
The walk run.
Because you don't need any equipment to do
You don't.
That.
No.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and one of the others you don't need equipment, and one of the other ones you do, of the two left.
Is it fencing?
No.
Okay.
Not fencing.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed, and if I got three long distance, I wouldn't have to go through to say hi to Kurt. All right, for the 1965, what about the long jump?
Yes, that
really?
Is what they called the broad jump, yeah.
That's right.
And it was the standing broad jump,
exactly,
by the way.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
Very good. What
and
else do you
have? How about the softball throw?
Excellent. That's amazing.
Wow.
North Carolina rocks. Way to go, Ed. Those are the four. Softball throw, broad jump, 50-yard dash, and 600-yard walk run.
Broad jump, that was my sport.
Really?
No, I'm not being funny.
Okay, that really was.
All right.
All right, thank
Thanks
you,
Thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
All right. Jerry, you got a quick one for us?
Okay, what state will soon be the first to boast the highest number of concealed weapons permits?
Could it be anything but Texas?
No, it is something else other than Texas.
Did somebody just pass a new law? Is that it?
I think in Texas you're required to carry a
concealed weapon. Well, I think you have to show it. I don't think it can be.
They will soon be the first to boast the highest number.
It sounds like, is this going to be a California question? Is that
no,
the answer?
No, it's not California.
Thank you. All right. Soon to have the most concealed gun permits. Oh, where the shooting happened, Colorado.
No.
Oh.
Is it Arizona?
No.
Okay. We've exhausted our obvious gun states.
Yeah.
If you know the answer to that, give us a call at 841-4134.
So 1 million is the number.
All right. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, okay. I have the answer to the Shakespeare question.
Oh, bless you. What is it?
Well, I have to confess that I looked it up, but I looked it up in a book.
Not and that makes it better somehow?
It does. She didn't Google it.
We didn't Google it.
You can't Google it.
I see. Okay, I got you. Well, that's all right. Bring it.
We grandfather you in here.
You're good. Tell us.
Prince of Tyre.
That is correct. Pericles, Prince of Tyre. Do you
know where? I've never even heard of that.
I've heard of Pericles. I didn't know he was.
I didn't know the subtitle.
Pericles, Prince of Tyre is the actual title of it. So yeah.
That's where the Moor of Venice, I would have gotten.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Sure. I didn't say it was Nancy in Oakland. I remember doing the broad jump.
probably with Jerry. Yeah. He was celebrated for that.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Laurie, you got one quick one before we go?
I do.
Brilliant.
I was surprised to find out that someone very famous wrote the theme music to Jeopardy.
They did?
They did.
Yes, I just recently heard that, too.
Who could that be? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, we know how it goes.
Yeah, now I'm trying to
Everybody listening has the song in their head now.
I'm trying to help myself remember.
Was it Henry Mancini?
It was not.
Okay.
Oh.
Good guess.
Is he known for other songs, or is it kind of a one-off thing?
I don't think he's known for other songs, but he had a career as a musician and I think a band leader and a number of other things. He's really well known.
Is he still alive?
I think he is no longer with us.
Ray Noble.
Oh, great guess. I remember Ray Noble. Ray Noble.
Okay.
Elgar.
Fat Boy Slim? All right.
Surprisingly, yes.
Let's take one last call. And hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Fred from Emeryville, and I wish you hadn't been. I had to stop laughing before I could answer it.
Oh. And which question? All of them, huh?
No, the answer to the last question that was asked.
All right. Go ahead.
Anyway, the sixth Shakespeare play is Hamlet, Prince of Denmark.
Oh. Is that actually.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I asked for cities and towns, and Denmark is a country.
If you count Pericles, you have to count Hamlet. Oh. Yeah.
But that's we'll grandfather that in and give you a bell. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
And, all right, time to clean up. Well, Jerry, what do you got?
Okay, the nation has originated the most number of Olympic sports in the modern games after 1896 is Great Britain, and they include archery, boxing, badminton, field hockey, football or soccer, rowing, sailing, swimming, water polo, table tennis, and tennis.
I'll be darned.
It's also the birthplace of curling, which is in the Winter Olympics.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all you got.
All right. In the medals per capita in this Olympics, Grenada was first, the Bahamas is second, and Jamaica was third. And all time, because they did so well this year, is Hungary, has moved ahead of Finland in the all-time list. The composer of the theme music to Jeopardy is the man who invented the show. Merv Griffin.
Oh,
is that a fact?
Yeah.
Great question.
To read that. Yeah.
I have no questions left. Everybody clean me right out.
Wow.
So we're just going to fade to black here. And join us next week when Dana will be back in the driving seat.
With his trophy, probably.
With his trophy, probably, no doubt. And so thanks for joining us. Thanks to Jerry and Lori. And thanks to all for listening. And for Kevin Vance for manning the keyboard, the phone line. Thanks so much for listening.
Good job, bye-bye. Josh.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't B, it's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.